Get ready. It's time for the Idaho Podcast with your host, Danny Ventura. Welcome to the Idaho Podcast, where we feature the people who live, work, and play in Idaho. Today, I actually have a real good friend of mine on the show. Her name is Tammy Trinan, and welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tammy has a fascinating story and also a fascinating background that I just thought it was super important to share with the listeners. So, Tammy, you were born and raised in Nampa, Idaho, and we always start on the show, we always start with your Idaho story. So what is your Idaho story?
Well, that's pretty much it. I was born and raised in Nampa, Idaho. I really had an absolutely wonderful childhood. You know, some of the things that I really didn't like as a child, you know, like it was quiet and peaceful, I really love today about living in Idaho. So it's kind of ironic, but it was, you know, playing in the backyard with all the neighborhood kids, riding your bike all around town, you know, just feeling safe was really the best part of my childhood. I went to school, you know, elementary school in Nampa. I went to high school in Nampa. All of my family lives in Nampa, my parents, my sisters, their family, my husband, and I were high school sweethearts. So we have that story.
Absolutely. And you have a couple kids.
Yes, we have two adult boys.
Right.
One lives in Nampa and one lives in Boise.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So your family's close. It's always been close.
And
that's kind of a blessing, isn't it?
It's a blessing. And that's really what makes it home for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anywhere we're at, as long as our family's there, that is really what is important to us.
Right. And what is it about Nampa that made you settle there? Is it just because that's what you know and that's what feels like home, like you said? Or is it something else that draws you to stay in Nampa specifically?
It's mostly because our family is all there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had just over the years the most wonderful, really family gatherings and holidays together. And so that's what's really important to us. And just maintaining that is important. We've had a family business in Nampa. And so that really is what has kept us there.
Awesome. Well, you've been a lifetime native Idahoan.
I am.
And I always am amazed by folks who have been that are native. Because, I mean, we were native Californians, right, until about a year and a half ago. So we saw a lot of change in California as well. But I'm sure it seems like the change in Idaho has been a little more significant just because the population is much smaller. And so when you double in size, I mean, that's significant. So what are some of the changes and growth that you've seen, and how do you feel about all that change?
Yeah, I am a unicorn being native Idahoan, so I understand that. But I also value that. I appreciate that certainly more as an adult than I did as a child. But yeah, there has definitely been a lot of growth, and I appreciate the growth. You know, when I was growing up, it was population in Nampa was about 30,000. And so it's more than tripled
right.
in size. And so with that, you know, brings, you know, pros and cons. I think that the positive part of the growth is the diversity that it brings to our communities. And I think that's been absolutely fantastic. We've brought jobs, it's brought, you know, restaurants and things to do, which used to be little to none. You know, the movie theater used to kind of be the only thing to go do. So now there's lots of other things to do. So I think those are absolutely all positive things. I think that some of the not so positive things really are just that the infrastructure hasn't really kept up with the growth. That's not specific to Californians or Oregonians or anybody else that's moved here. It's just the infrastructure, the traffic is awful. The aggressive drivers are a little bit, I've really seen that increase, but I think that just comes with growth.
Mm-hmm. So. And it does seem that most of the cities and the communities are working on infrastructure, at least
yes.
because, I mean, there are cone zones everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, there are.
So, somebody yes. told me that that's actually the state flower, the orange cone.
Pretty much. Yes. I would, I would agree with that. So yeah, that is good. It definitely is needed.
Okay. And you, so again, being here your whole life, you even stayed here for college. You graduated from BSU with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. And as well as, in addition to that, you're also a board certified occupational health nurse. So what made you get into nursing and how is that career? Because I think you've been doing it for over 25 years.
I have. I got into, when I was in the fourth grade, I had a health event and I was in the hospital for about a week. And during my time there, I just loved the care that I received. And I just thought the nurses were the most amazing people. And right, that's really when I decided that I wanted to be a nurse. I wanted to help people. That was really the thought that I had as a child. I want to help people somehow. And I loved the way that the nurses did that. And so that was really always my goal, is to be a nurse. And so I went to Boise State and got my nursing degree. And nursing, you know, has changed over the years. Certainly in the 25 years that I've been in nursing, I've seen a lot of change in how nurses go about caring for patients and how hospitals, you know, support that. It's been, you know, most of my career as a board certified occupational health nurse has been in employee health nursing, which is a different type of nursing than a lot of nurses. I did some bedside care, but I got into ambulatory nursing, so a clinic type of nursing instead of bedside hospital care, and really saw the need for organizations, hospitals, clinics to take better care of their employees who provide care to the patients. So I really felt the need to figure out ways to make sure that we are taking care of those people that are taking care of the patients. That was really important to me. So I just learned everything I could about it, and I got certified, and that has been really my niche for the last 20, 25 years.
So you're serving the people who are serving people.
That's right. That's right.
Well, yeah. That's remarkable and noble. Nurses have a special place in my heart, primarily because my daughter-in-law, yes, Natalie, is also a nurse. And I say that there's a special place in heaven for nurses, because I personally could not do it. And the stuff that you folks do. And I truly thank God for nurses and people that, and first responders, and because we'd be lost without people that have that kind of patience and just loving, compassion. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really been the beautiful thing about nursing, is you can do so many different things with it. You can specialize in so many different areas. And that was probably the main reason I went into it, because I just knew that I'd have a lot of opportunity, and I have.
So cool.
Yeah.
And then in addition to the nursing, you've you're not doing bedside. You're now working for a company, a software company, mm-hmm, that actually specializes in employee health, which was that the correct way to say it?
Yeah.
And so what do you do for that company? Because as you said, now you're caring for the caregivers.
Yeah.
And what does that entail?
Yeah. Really, during the pandemic, I realized that so many employee health departments and occupational health departments didn't have the tools that they needed to really do their jobs. And so I really set out to, you know, I've been in nursing leadership and nursing operations most of my career, and I really wanted to get on the other side of that and support those teams that did that kind of work in a different way. And so I found the software company. They have an application that is very specific to supporting employee health and occupational health departments. And so I wanted to be able to still use all of my nursing experience in that particular very specific niche of nursing, and I found it. So I'm able to work from home. So I configure software, and I learn the workflows of these employee health departments. I configure it, and then I train them on how to use it. And so it's been very rewarding, because instead of, you know, always sort of having to have all these problems, you know, trying to figure out as you do as an operational leader, I was on the other side of that. And now I really get to help them figure out and find solutions to improve their workflows and their efficiency and really support those healthcare workers and with an electronic system.
Mm. And who better to serve them because you've done it, like you
been
said.
In their shoes.
Yeah. And so no one's going to be more empathetic than someone who's actually walked their walk. I mean, that's incredible. So shifting gears, I also know, and that's kind of your full-time gig, if you will, and that's your career.
Yeah.
And I love that. But you also dabble in other things because you're such a creative person. And one of the companies that you started with your husband, Jeff, is Cozy Camper Company.
Yes.
And I know you kind of taken old trailers and you completely, rehabilitate them.
Yes. That's a nice way to put it.
And remodel and decorate and they're super. I never got to see the one, but you did share pictures and it was just super cute, and especially the before and afters are so distinct, right? But what got you into that, and what's the future of that little company?
Yeah, it was a creative outlet. I really enjoy being in that creative space. I really find that is where I'm fully present, is when I'm being creative. I can just sort of block everything else out and just be creative. And that's one of my favorite spaces to be, is just being creative. I'd love to refinish furniture, and I just like to make old things look new. And so that's really where the Cozy Camper Company came from. We were sitting around with some friends, drinking some wine, and the idea kind of came about. And my husband being a contractor and being so handy himself, and then my sort of decorating style, it just seemed like it was the next step for both of us to have a creative outlet. And so we just did it, and it was super fun. And we, sold our first camper to this sweet little family that is just enjoying it so much. And we just love being part of, camping is a big thing in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really wanted to, rehabilitate those campers and bring those families together doing those activities that Idahoans love to do.
Right. And so what is your plan for the future with that? And again, I know these are side gig. Again, I call them gigs, but you're kind of your side passions.
Yeah.
But what do you intend to do with that?
Yeah, we were just actually talking about doing another camper because it was so much fun. During the pandemic, a lot of people were camping because that's all you could do. And so they got really expensive. So it just really wasn't financially, didn't make a lot of sense to try to rehab them and sell them. But now, they're coming down in price a little bit. So, we'll probably do another one here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it kind of helps you have a husband who's a general contractor. I mean, that's just a little help.
Very helpful. He is very, very handy.
And I'm sure And I'm sure that feeds into probably when you're available to do it, because I know he's very busy as well.
Absolutely.
So being able to take on those projects. But, well, that would be cool. I would love to see you do another one of those. So who knows? Maybe Kathy and I will get one of those.
Well, that'd be fun.
That would be super
fun.
I'm
there for you.
You always are. And then over the last couple of years, you started a new company called Custom Curations. Now, you've been doing it, but you actually got serious about it and said, I'm going to form a company and I'm going to get serious about this. Cozy Curations. Yeah. I called it custom. Sorry.
That's all right.
Cozy Curations, because it feels custom, because you actually do work for us in our home, and it's incredible. And you also have some clients within our neighborhood, several neighbors that use you. So Cozy Curations, what Tammy does is she comes into your home and she can either decorate, redecorate, re-envision restyle your areas. And she'll do one room, two rooms, three rooms, your whole house. And what she does for us, for example, is she'll come in and she'll do every single holiday. My wife likes to decorate for every holiday. So Tammy comes in and she does all the holiday decorating. So I mean, Easter, we just got done with St. Patrick's Day, spring, summer, 4th of July, Christmas, Thanksgiving, fall. So we can do it seasonally. We can do it by holidays. And we do, because my wife does that. But Tammy's so incredible at it. And we get comments all the time that people will come in and say, wow, your house is always decorated for the specific holiday. And I said, we can't take any credit. Tammy does it all. And she's just so great at what she does. And And not only that, she's an absolute pleasure to work with. You really are.
Well, thank you
and
so
clearly
much.
It is a gift you have and something you were gifted with. And on top of that, it's another huge passion of yours. So share a little bit about that and what drives, again, I know you're that right side you need
to
use, but you know, share a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I think Cozy Curations for me just came about with that need to be creative. And I just, like I said, I love being in that creative space because I can just be really present and that just feels good. Also, helping people just didn't come just through nursing. I feel like I really can help people with their home. I feel like most people are in their home more than any other place.
Absolutely.
And so their home should be cozy and warm and a place that they want to be. A lot of people just don't know what to do. And so that's where I come in and help. And so I have a design consultation with them and I just ask them questions about what they want their home to feel like, what, really what they want their space to look like. And so I can do everyday decor, but I do love seasonal decor.
Right.
The outdoors inspires me all of the time. And so I love to really incorporate things from the outdoors inside the home in a really organic way. Mm-hmm. And so it really has just been a fantastic way for me to use that creativity.
Right. Another creative outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many things I love about what you do in that arena specifically, because you really do get to know the people. I mean, we happened to be friends just before that, but I've seen you work with neighbors who you've just met for the first time, and you really get to know them. You get to know their style. You see what they already have in their home. You're not trying to bring Tammy into their home. You're trying to bring them into their home. And like you said, make it cozy. And or we call it, my granddaughter says, cozify. Cozify it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to me that, the homes that I help with are authentic to those people that are living there. That's my number one goal. And that's really what I work towards, is making sure that it feels authentic to them and it's what they love and what makes them happy. Sometimes people don't always know aesthetically what makes them happy. And so that's really what I do, is I try to help them figure that out.
Yep. Yep. And you do. And I also really enjoy that you take it all the way from the front entrance exterior all the way throughout the home. And we love it. We absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Love what you do. And again, lots of compliments that all belong to you. And the other part is, I think some people, when they hear of a professional designer, they think, oh, that's expensive. And actually, I found you to be very affordable because we do it every season. And it's not like it's breaking the bank or anything. And it makes my wife happy. So happy wife, happy life.
That's a smart man.
you work with people's budgets too.
Thank you. Well, I think, because it's not my full-time gig, that I can do that, because it really is what I love to do. It brings me a lot of joy. Mm-hmm. And so I want to share that. But I don't think that, having a home that looks beautiful has to cost a fortune. And so I really pride myself on finding or curating really special items for each home that I do. And it just doesn't have to, you don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to do that.
Right. Right. Well, I like it. Cozy Curations on a budget. I like, if need be. I mean,
that's absolutely. Yeah, I work with all different budgets.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, do you charge for the initial consultation or how does that work?
Yeah. The initial design consultation is complimentary.
Okay.
And that really just gives myself and the client an opportunity to talk about what it is that they need help with, what I can help them with. And we just kind of go from there. But the initial consultation is complimentary.
All right. And for those interested, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is call me or text me. So 208-880-7134. I also have an Instagram account and it is cozy_curations by Tammy.
Okay. cozy_curations by Tammy.
Correct.
And that's TAMI.
That's correct.
Yes. And then give that phone number one more time slowly, please.
Yeah. 208-880-7134. 7134.
Perfect. So that's, and if you're interested or you just want to pick her brain a little bit, it's totally worth it, folks. And Tammy's just a pleasure to work with. So I highly recommend it. So, well, as you know, the Idaho podcast is all about the tip of the show. And so being, again, a lifelong Idahoan, or just being a creative person or a nurse, whatever your tip is, or could be a couple tips if you want, but what would be your tips for our listeners today?
I would say that I just want you to enjoy your space. Don't not explore how you want your home, indoor and outdoor, to look. You know, if you need help, then that's what I'm here for. But try some things yourself. Move some things around. Shop your own house. That's my favorite thing to do. And you'd be really surprised what you come up with.
Great tip. I love that. And Tammy, it's been so fun having you on the show today. And like I said, I know you, and I feel blessed to have known you and gotten to be your friend. And now I'm introducing you to other people, and hopefully they'll give you a ring and let you cozify their house.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Tammy Trinan, that's Tami. And again, Cozy Curations is the place to go if you want some restyling or stylizing your home. Tammy's the person to talk to for sure. Thanks again for joining us today on the Idaho Podcast. Remember to check out our website at theidahopodcast.com, and also be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you soon. Take care.